Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Jata Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavangsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raguna Tang Vitang Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitangsha Radha Mukunda Parasam Bhavagarma Bindu Nirmanchano Pakurani Kritadeho Laksham Uttunga Sohrida Vishesha Vishat Pragalbam Devim Gunai Sulalitam Lalitam Namami. Sometimes we hear the name Anuradha, and of course could be interpreted variously, but sometimes Mr. Shao, his daughter, I think called, gave me a hard time not changing her name, giving a spiritual name. I said, do you know what this means? She said, no. She's Bengali, and she said, Baby Radha. I thought, well, what can I say to that? Anu can mean, you know, small, but here it's not in the sense of small, but like just next to junior, like that. But it's really a name of Lalita Sakhi, Anuradha. Like, there's Radharani, who's supreme. Well, then, after Radharani, who is there on that side of the spectrum, Shakti, Shaktiman, just like we have Krishna, Balaram, the Chaturvyuha, second Chaturvyuha, Mahavira, going in that way. On the other side, like in the line of thought of Brahma Sangita, Ananda Chinmaya, no, what is it? I'll think of it, hopefully. Ananda Rasa, and Ananda. It's mentioned as Krishna expands, and on the other side, Srimati Radharani, she's expanding. How far? To what extent? Srila Saraswati Thakur, according to Srila Guru Maharaj, says in one place that Pratibhavi Tavis Tad Bija Eva Nijarupataya Kalavi Goloka Eva Nivasatya Kilatmabhuto Govinda Madhipurusham Tamahamajim. Ananda Rasa, I believe. Anyway, to the extent he's saying that the Madhura Rasa Jivas are part of the Anga Jyoti, or the halo of Srimati Radharani. So when we speak of expansions or extensions, we have to keep in mind that it means, although an expansion, an individual personality, it's a mystical thing to conceive. It is not to ignore, suppress the individuality of that person. But so after Srimati Radharani, Lalita, we hear Lalita Bishaka. So Anuradha in this sense means the one who is her match, sometimes told in, with regard to Srup Damodar, the Bhav Anurup, whatever is being expressed by Mahaprabhu, which means his Krishna, Radha Bhava Dyuti Subalita, enveloped in the heart and halo of Radharani. His heart is mirroring her emotions. The perfect match for that is in Srup Damodar, supplying the appropriate song, sloka, etc. But that position offers some unique perspective and service opportunities. How unique is the perspective we find in the pastimes of Mahaprabhu? It's like, did you sing that song, Krishna Hoite Chaturmukha? But then we'll come to the line in there where it says, you know, Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya Rupanuga Janera Jivan Vishwambara Priyankaro Sri Swarupa Damodaro Goshami Rupa Sanatan. And on, but that's key after Madhavendra Puri. When Mahaprabhu puts Swarupya Raghu, Raghunath Das Goswami, Swarups Raghunath, under, when he puts Raghunath Das Goswami under the care of Srup Damodar, after some time, Raghunath Das asks for direct meeting and instructions from Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu meets with him, but and gives various instructions, which he says are there. He refers to them as upadesh, like instructions. He says, but from Swarup Damodar, you'll get the vishesh, like the details of these instructions. I'm giving you some general instruction here. All the details will be supplied by him. Very often, Krishna consciousness is like that. So, and he says, interestingly, what I, according to Guru Maharaj, this interpretation of this section, and what I don't know, Swarup knows fully. And then that poses the question, firstly, who is speaking is omniscient. So what kind of omniscience is this? Because omniscience means knowing everything, all-knowing. Right. And he's saying, what I don't know, you say, wait, what could you not know? But this is beyond conventional knowing, and it should be understood in this way. When, as we said, Mahaprabhu's heart, Jai Parananda Prabhu, is mirroring the heart of Srimati Radharani, just as in the Brahmar Gita, while Uddhava's delivering the message on behalf of Krishna to assuage the anguish of separation in the hearts of the Brajagopis, Radharani becomes lost in her own divine madness. What is sometimes called pralapita bhakya means like mad talks or mad expressions. That means, in a sense, they're not rational in the ordinary sense. But this is not ordinary madness either. As Mahaprabhu says to in reference to the Ramananda Sambhad, you know, Ami ek botul tumi diti. I'm one, I'm crazy the first, you're crazy the second. Something like that, you know. I'm one madman, you're the second one. And we're having some mad talks. But as we find in the Gita, Yanisha sarvabhutanam paschime jagrati samyami, what is madness for one section is the utmost sanity for another. So, and the reversal. So this plane, he's saying, is like madness. To whom? To what Guru Maharaj would call, like, you know, when Guru Maharaj says we need to pay attention to ordinary thinkers, he means the most extraordinary thinkers. So in the ordinary world, we could say, in summary, in general, they take Krishna consciousness to be some sort of madness. Right? But those within Krishna consciousness, there is a French expression that comes to mind. What is it? Folie à deux means shared madness, right? The madness of shared madness of two persons, Hare Krishna. So, Krishna consciousness is, in its highest expression, shared ecstatic madness. So, when Mahaprabhu says to Raghunath Das, the reason I put you under the care of Srup is what I don't know, he knows fully, means when he's lost in the madness of Radha Bhav by his side, not only by his side, but if you read Charitamritam closely, sometimes with his arms embracing Srup, that's how close they are. Not just next to him, like with his arm holding Srup Damodar like this, and this flood of Radha Bhav, divine Mahabhav, Asta Sattvika, pouring out of his heart. Srup Damodar is the Bhavanurup, singing the appropriate song. And coming out of such a state, because there's the internal, half external, half internal, and external, and footnote, none of these are external in the conventional sense of the word. It's just by means of analysis or description. Right. So when Radharani recovers, or she will sometimes say, did I, because she sees the expressions on those who surround her, did I say something odd? And what can they say to that? But Srup Damodar knows what she said or what she expressed. Sometimes maybe she's embarrassed. What did I say? Oh, you don't worry about that. Mahaprabhu, same thing. Did I say something unusual or express some unusual behavior? No. But Srup Damodar knows everything. And if you're going to serve in that plane, the plane of Lalita Sakhi Srup Damodar, how to qualify? Like we, in the present day of GPS navigation, always, we've become acquainted with I think it's basically like a XY coordinate, right? I mean, I'm not a scientist, you know. Right, longitude, latitude, that kind of thing. But there, in a sense, you could say, is an ontological parallel. Because sometimes people will say, well, I want to go and be there, or how do you reach that plane, or where is it? I mean, if this is the Earth planet and there's a trillion stars, where is the Vaikuntha world, and have to penetrate to the 8 layers of material coverings of the universe to get to the Viroja River, swim across that, get into the outskirts of Vaikuntha planet, then through Ayodhya, Dwaraka, Mathura, Vrindavan. Whew. It's a long way to go. Right. But we should remember And I, what comes to mind is Lalita Bar, in the house of Lalita Devi in Uchigaon and Vrindavan. And we sometimes have the good fortune to go there on the Brajamandal Parikrama. And we know, as Srila Saraswati Thakur on one such Brajamandal Parikrama, well, I should say that way, asked Srila Guru Maharaj, which place resonates most with you? And Guru Maharaj said, Kadam Kandi, a place of Srila Rupa Goswami. Then a couple years went by, they're on the tour again, and Saraswati Thakur, when they reach Kadam Kandi, says to Guru Maharaj, your place. And Guru Maharaj said, my place? You know. Then he realized, oh, Prabhupada, Saraswati Thakur is engaged in Ruchi Pariksha. He's examining the tastes, real tastes, real ruchi, not I like this, I don't like that. Substantial taste of his disciples. So in the case of Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj, he expressed, and Srila Guru Maharaj recognized in him some special affinity. Uchagaon, or Lalita Bar, means the house of Lalita Sakhi. And many years later, when we were going there, someone mentioned the Srila Gurudev, like, oh, we're going, you know, on the Parikrama this morning, we're going there. Would your divine grace like to come? And he was very adamant about it, saying, no, no, no. Like, and when pressed why, he said that what he had experienced before was so deep and substantial connection with that plane that he feared that if he went again, it would not be the same. So he didn't want to lose that beautiful vision and remembrance. Which is also interesting. It comes to mind the sloka line and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when it's Bichakana, I forget, begins with that line, saying he describes it like lightning-like revelation, like momentarily there's lightning-like illumination. But if you try to sustain, that's an unsustainable experience, then it will withdraw, vanish. So Srila Gurudev, knowing that, said, no, what I perceived at that time, I want to keep that with me, that sort of remembrance. It's nourishing me to this day and my aspiration to serve in that plane. So that's from one point of view, and we bow our heads and folded palms and as worshipable. Prapanchalila, within this world, apparently, like access points in this plane. But really, what is the domain of Lalita Sakhi? Or in the most simple word, you know, where does she live? In Charitamritam we hear, Vaikuntir Prithivyadi Sokala Chinmoy. The whole spiritual world. Prithivyadi means like the earth, the soil, the gradation, right? Just like we have here. You have some like land, earth, and then little thing, even little creatures live in there, and then the soil, and then the grass, the creepers, like we have the creepers growing, and then could be some lotus flowers. We're very fortunate to be, we're surrounded by lotus flowers at the moment. So that's pretty good. In the company of Giriraj Govardhan and his entourage, and so we're in a safe position. A woman said that in Kiev at one of our talks in a place, the people who stay after the talk, and you have like a little more informal talk, and this one lady said, she's speaking in Russian. I said, what is she saying? Because she's saying with such excitement. And she said, we're safe here. We're safe. And I thought, she's right. We have Harikatha, you know, she realized we're in some kind of a safety zone. So, by Kuntiar Priti Vyadi Sakala Chinmoy, we're being told that world, it's all Chinmoy. It means it's spiritually conscious substance. And not only, but enriched with dedication, devotion. That's where it is. And you say, well, wait. We need the XY, coordinates. Well, in a sense, it's that. I guess what it would be is like, we'll have to think about that. But seva is the current, the connecting current to that plane that brings one in connection with that domain. So I once said to Srila Guru Maharaj, just thinking, perhaps I was reading Brihad Bhagavatamritam, which he suggested that I do to understand the gradation. And I said that there would be a difference between a blade of grass in Vaikuntha and a blade of grass in Vrindavan. And then I was thinking, like, I'm having deep thoughts, And Guru Maharaj said, before I even finished, he said, of course. But, so I was at least happy to hear that I was thinking in the right direction. What's inferred is that, so if the spiritual world is comprised of chinmoy, spiritually conscious substance enriched with devotion and dedication, and not only that, personified, not in some abstract sense. So, as Vaikuntha, 2.5 rasas, there's grass there. But the grass of Goloka should be categorically different, right? As Gurudev once said that, that there's parakiya bhav, the predominating predominates in Goloka. And someone thought, no, parakiya, that's just, that's the Braja Gopis. And how they thought he misspoke or said something upasadantic by extending it beyond. But he spoke, of course, accurately and correctly, because it means the sense of the other. So it's extended to Yashoda, who says, there are people who say Krishna is not my son. Vicious rumors. Or that he is some sort of a demigod or God himself. But I have this wonderful son, and they're making up stories. Right? So, but we can say, so the Vedas, Puran, they're making up stories? From her point of view, yeah, they're spreading rumors. That's another plane, right? You could say, of divine madness, in a sense. The cowherd boy saying, some say Gopal is not one of us. What? Our Gopal? Yes, they're saying he's a devata or something, God himself. Gopal, yes, that Gopal, the Gopal we all know and love. Nonsense. And they think of all their affectionate dealings and say, how could that be possible? They're in another plane, Jnana Shunya Bhakti. If it says that Nanda Maharaj, that they moved the cows in search of sweeter grass, So then we could extend this and say, oh, even within Vrindavan, there's gradation. So if there's gradation of, and they're all spiritually conscious persons, right? Posing, playing a part in Leela, and as the blade of grass, the bumblebee, the soil, the this, the that. I mean, it's a little more speaking and sweeping generalizations. Trinadapi sunyajena. So, still, that means, oh, great, how could one blade of grass be sweeter than another? And that, what would qualify that? So, what I mean to say is like, on this analysis here, although high, is a little safer, but if we, at least it tells us that it applies. And then you can understand by like extension or extrapolation that this kind of gradation goes on and on and on and on, ad infinitum, up into and including the highest sections and quarters and levels of devotion. And that's not for me to say, but the expert, Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Guru Maharaj, the Rupa Nugadara. I'm just saying, in essence, some things heard by him, expressed by him on this very day. But it is interesting to note that Rupa Goswami writes the Radhastakam, that it's Rupa Goswami who writes the Lalita Astakam. And it's in there that he's identifying what are her unique qualities, traits, characteristics. And that he begins, the first sloka is this, Radha Mukunda Parasambhava Garma Bindu Nirmanchano Pakarani Kritudeho Laksham Utunga Sohrda Vishesham Vrishat Pragalbham Devim Gunai Sulalitam Lalitam Namami. It's very, I mean, the poetry is also very beautiful. And the double, the uses of Lalita, Devim Gunai Sulalitam Lalitam Namami. As there's the name Lalita and the word Lalita and Sulalita. So he's saying, and that it's the first verse is significant, like to bringing you immediately into her zone. And this is what I meant to say, like where does she live? What is that zone? Because someone will say, I want to, this is my aspiration, or I want to, you know, be, go there. And we will see, it's gradations of devotion, of self-giving, of self-sacrifice for the cause. What is the cause? Radha Dasyam is the cause. The service of the holy lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. And also the necessity, genuine necessity that one feels. Guru Maharaj says about Srimati Radharani, of whom we will speak tomorrow. She says, I have the greatest necessity for Krishna. Just that line alone, who feels the greatest need, necessity for Krishna. So those who want to serve her are doing everything and anything to bring her in connection with that person for whom she feels the greatest need or necessity. and that those are just not that, you know, you say those words and it means something. It's being observed by Srila Guru Maharaj. So, Lalita Sakhi's mood, thought, understanding is. That when Radha and Krishna are together, then she's very happy. That's her happiness. Nothing can make her happier than that, that they are together. So, in one sense, then it would naturally be that she would be Mahaprabhu's right arm, number one personal attendant. As fate would have it, or yoga maya would have it, there's the potential of some sort of, how would you say, distraction, disturbance, whatever, into that higher plane, that upper realm. She takes it upon herself, well, not only upon her, she's delegated as such, that not the least disturbance will enter that plane. No distraction, no disturbance. And this is very significant. So what's being said here, I tremble to express that as it's given. But I'll just say that alluding to that, is saying that if she sees the possibility of the least disturbance in that plane and their divine pastimes, then Rupa Goswami is saying that Deho Laksham Radha Mukunda Parasambhava Garmabindu Nirmanchano Pakarani Krita Deho Laksham. With such earnestness and eagerness for the least aspect of service, you could say. I want to speak about this in a summary form. Deho lakam means 100,000 bodies. And the way I've tried to express this is because it's a cause. This is easier, I think, for us to understand. But I'm saying, like, the cause in this world, you have soldiers who are willing to sacrifice their life for the cause, right? And that we think that's a great thing. And when they do that, we say, they always say they made the ultimate sacrifice. They use some language like this, and it's true. And therefore, they're honored. There's Memorial Day in various forms in different parts of the world to honor the sacrifice that they made, because they. You couldn't do more. They gave their lives for the cause, right? So that's one concept. And you think, yes, if you have some people who are willing to die for the cause, those are the type of comrades or soldiers you want, to be with. But here, what Rupa Goswami is saying, here the cause is Radha Dasyam. So you can sacrifice your life for that cause. And certainly that would be a great thing and a wonderful thing. He's saying, but Lalita Sakhi is more qualified than that. She can expand 100,000 times or a million times. So then if you think, if you had a soldier who could turn into a million soldiers, what kind of soldier is that? You have this one soldier who can expand into a million soldiers. Then you think, well, I only need one or two of that kind of soldier. Lalita Vishaka. Lalita. Rupa Goswami saying, this is Lalita's quality to and what is this in response to? To that the least disturbance will not enter that higher zone. Right. And so that's one quality he's identifying from the very beginning. Right. And it's always, we see, starting and appropriate, the lotus feet. Here, Radha Mukunda Pada Sambhava Garma Bindu Pada. When his Radhastakam, the first look. Hari Padanaka Koti Prishta Parjanta Simha. Always starting there. It's not arbitrary. The lotus feet. So, but then he's giving more, so he's saying, so that kind of character she has. The greatest magnitude of eagerness for the least aspect of seva is how this could be formulated. But he's saying, that's like number one. Where does she live? In that plane where there's the greatest magnitude of eagerness for the least aspect of seva. Srila Gurudev had the greatest magnitude of eagerness for the least aspect of seva for Srila Guru Maharaj. And he self-identifies with Lalita Bar and Uchagaon, the place of Lalita Sakhi. And we can, if we're fortunate, by the grace of Srila Guru Maharaj and the Ashish Guru Varga, the Ashirvad of the Guru, observe such qualities. So that's one. Then what else? It says that Uttunga Sohrida Vishesha Vishat Pragalbam. Pragalbam means the word Guru Maharaj picked is interesting. It's not often used anymore, but haughty. Which is kind of an older English word at this point, but means like a little, like some attitude, they'd say in the modern world, has some an attitude, you know, or a type of as seeming arrogance, pushy, you know, attitude. And then you think, well, those are not devotional qualities. We always read about the devotees, you know, they're humble and very, you know, soft-spoken. That's not Lalita Sakhi. But Rupa Goswami's saying, but we don't see this as like, it's not that she's rough. Right? Because we're saying like, oh, if a woman is, we don't like to see women who are rough. So Rupa Goswami's saying, not, we don't see it as rough, you know. But we're seeing it as like an interesting, because Lali tells me, like, type of softness. Like, firm, but soft. And why? Because it's not self-assertion, which is the opposite of humility. So she's not contradicting the laws of humility, if we want to say. Right. This, where does this apparent self-assertion come from? But on the behalf of her mistress, whom is none other than Srimati Radharani. In other words, she, remember, Radha and Krishna love Lalita and Vishakha et al. And Lalita and Vishakha love Radha and Krishna, of course. But we're told by Guru Maharaj, if someone was analyzing, they say, well, Vishakha might show a little leaning toward Krishna, and Lalita Sakhi leaning towards Radharani. That would be the left. Why? Because sometimes we're told in her humility, which is inconceivable, that Srimati Radharani will not assert herself with Krishna. But Lalita Sakhi, ever the agent of promotion of Srimati Radharani and her divine service, sometimes she is even chastising Srimati Radharani by saying, like, don't let him treat you like that. You know, you've got... She gives her like a pep talk, how to deal with Krishna. And sometimes, if Radharani is not up for that, then Lalita Sakhi takes matters into her own hands So she's chastising Krishna and saying, you cannot treat her like this. So Rupa Goswami is saying, when we see this, it's a celebration of her, how beautiful and sweet she is. This isn't some kind of crude, unfeminine, uncharacteristically unfeminine behavior on her part. But it's in promotion of her mistress, Srimati Radharani, that she exhibits these qualities. And I'm telling you now, in the first verse, so whatever stereotypes you might be carrying with you about how you might envision the person who occupies the position just next, Anuradha, just next to Srimati Radharani, these are some identifying traits, qualities, characteristics of her that we celebrate. Devim, Devi, Devim Gunai, these goddess-like qualities of hers, Devim Gunai, Sulalitam Lalitam Namami. There he uses her name, but with adjective, right? Lalita, Sulalita Lalitam Namami. This is how beautiful, sweet, charming, wonderful, extraordinary is Lalita Sakhi. That's like verse number one. And because it's an astakam, I mean, there's seven more. But we don't know them all, not won't even pretend. But another one that stands out, according to Srila Guru Maharaj, begins with Yam kamapi brajakule brishubhan ujaya. They're so beautiful, I'm ashamed for not being able to represent the rest to you. But another quality saying, so, and remember we said in the beginning, Vaikunthir Prithivyadi Sakala Chinmoy, the soil there is guru, if you want to express it in shorthand, according to Guru Maharaj. So that's spiritual. And again, it means a particular plane of consciousness. And not just like some sort of meditational practice, but by heart giving. Right? Self-sacrifice, surrender takes one to that plane. Even from where we are at present, that's the beauty of this. Although we are, again, it's hard to not notice that we are surrounded by lotus flowers in the presence of Giriraj Govardhan, Gandharvika Giridhari, and there are Sri Guru Varga. They're beckoning us to enter that plane through self-sacrifice, self-giving, and service. Atma Samarpanam, Prahlad, Sridhar Swami, right, identifying what this is. And it's so beautiful that so wherever you are, if you can enter that plane, there's no time restriction, historicity, GPS, any such thing. Right? So the ontological GPS would be, the XY coordinates would be, from where you are at present, you begin serving earnestly. And then you're moving in direction of that domain. What could be more beautiful than that? Well, what it is really is that Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj Gurudev, that Srila Prabhupada particularly, took this outside of the apparent boundaries of India and spread it all over the world to so many access points, the temples of the Krishna consciousness movement, those centers. Again, he's like, Upadesh and Rishesh. So Krishna Lilamrita Sar Tar Sata Satadar Das DK Jahan Hoite Se Chaitanya Lilahoy Sorovarakshoy Manasa Chara Hangsa Jahate. I forget the words. Krishna Lila Amrita is being, you know, the Amrita Sar, the creme de la creme of nectarine substances, is reserved for the highest section of liberated souls. Why is Chaitanya Lila so extraordinary? So what Guru Mahārāj said, it was like, no entrance and welcome. Welcome to the plane of no entrance. Like there's a big sign, no entrance, you know, authorized personnel only, that kind of thing. And the door opens and you're being told, come on in. That's Chaitanya Lila, where you would never get there in a million years, right? What is it? Pantastu kotisha tavat sarasam bragam bayoratapi manaso muni pungavanam. Not a chance. The magnanimous distribution of that divine substance in all directions. So then we can understand in principle. So generally restricted to the highest section of liberated souls, even that very soil, what to speak of the divine souls who traverse that soil, right, with their holy lotus footprints. Expressed in the highest expression is Radha, Padman, Kitadam, Vrindavan, Jaranam. So, and the science of rasa, you know, someone, Nitya, Krishnara Nitya Das, you know, Sakya rasa, Vatsalya rasa, etc. So, but here, Rupa Goswami is saying that Lalita Sakhi is moving in Vrindavan, in the plane of Vrindavan. Right? That spiritually conscious plane enriched with the highest sort of dedication, devotional tendency, and canvassing others. Here, the word canvassing means preaching. Right, trying to convert someone. So then you think, well, wait a minute. That's what we do in this world, right? You have like the conditioned souls, the unconditioned souls, and then you're trying to like convert the conditioned souls to like come in the direction of the unconditioned plane. Right? People who are in illusion. Right? We say the higher souls are moving in this plane, and under their direction, we're also trying to canvass others to come in connection with the Krishna consciousness movement. That all makes sense here. But at this point, I'm reminding of a line once when they're trying to say some negative things about Guru Maharaj, some opposition party, and once he said, I am a man of whom it has been said that he would be a troublemaker in Vaikuntha. And for now, I'll leave that to your imagination, what that trouble might be. Why would they be troubled? To consider things further, to dive deep into reality, when Narada and Uddhava have a talk with Gopakumar and Dwaraka, and they're basically saying, like, you know, in hushed voices, don't get me wrong, Dwarka is a wonderful place. I mean, we live here, you know. But for you, you'll be accommodated in another domain. So, she is canvassing in Vrindavan, anything away. And not just, you know, coming down to this world or, you know, a brief stint in the Vaikuntha world. Or, no, in Vrindavan, she's canvassing others to join her group. What does that mean? Gradation, again. And not only that, but we're told, like, people are, you know, she's moving and they're like giving her a note. Then, you know, she reads the note, you know, it's like, kidnap me, I want to be a member of your group. Here's my resume. I've been in various pastimes and, you know, and... So she's canvassing others, and others are falling at her feet, begging to enter her group as well. I'm going to say, any examples? Shyamananda, Hriday Chaitanya, Shyamananda's legitimately, apparently, a Sakyarasa devotee. Raga Marg Diksha into that line. But wandering the plain of Vrindavan, he finds a Nupur, means a bangle. And it's something extraordinary he finds in the soil of Vrindavan, that Chinmoy soil. Chintamani Stradanabhushanamanganam. And he's carrying that. And then finds one, like Saki, searching frantically the area, saying, "Why? What are you searching for? Oh, my last evening, my mistress lost one of her ornaments here." And he opens the closet. "Is this that?" And she says, "Yes. Oh, thank you." And she takes it and goes on. And it leaves a tilak mark on his forehead, like tattoo. But in that instance, he becomes imbued with Madhura Rasa sentiments. Then later, we're told he goes back to the group, devotees. They see his tilak is different than what they are accustomed to wearing. The guru is somewhat upset, disturbed. They say, he's saying, "Efface that tilak, remove that." He's saying, "If you can't, be my guest." They can't remove the tilak. They're saying, "What?" Very peculiar. And then we're told that guru's calling an explanation from Jiva Goswami. But in the upper world, Subal, the leader of the highest rung of Cowherd boys, what Priyanarma Saka approaches, Lalita Saki approaches Subal and says to him, "That one I'm taking for my group." "Hare Krishna." "Yes, ma'am." So how fortunate. And then we say this, if someone said, "Well, then I want to get connection with her line." Yeah, well, she has a line. It's called the Rupanuga line. She's the leader of the Sakis, Lalita Bhishanka, but her leader of the juniors is Sri Rupa. You think, well, how important is she? As Srup Damodar and Gauralila were told, like, Mahaprabhu Dhatiya Kalevar. And it's like, how should you understand Srup Damodar? Mahaprabhu the second. That's who Srup Damodar is. Here's Mahaprabhu, there's Srup Damodar. A second Mahaprabhu. Right? Or Srupir Bandar, the jewel mind of the ecstatic ecstasy Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Swoop Damodar is the treasurer, or is holds the key to that place. Think Chaitanya Charitamritam is ostensibly written by Kaviraj Goswami, who himself says, "It is not I who am writing, Madan Mohan is moving my hands." But that is also his humility, that he's so self-abnegated to qualify for this level of divine current to pass through him into this plane is not incidental. Still, what does he say? The whole framework of Chaitanya Charitamritam comes from the notes of Srup Damodar. It's another way of saying it. It's all Srup Damodar. That's where this comes from. Oh, and who else? Raghunath Das Goswami. Oh, the one who Mahaprabhu told you, I want you to work with Srup Damodar. You'll work together. Oh, so this, the Chaitanya Charitamritam, really, then it's Srup Damodar and Raghunath Das Goswami. That's where you're getting all of this. Yes. And Rupa, of course, on the balance. The Ramananda Samvad that Guru Maharaj attributes to his ontological method, saying, where I get everything, because one can think, well, wait, it's Mahaprabhu's traveling more or less alone at that point, practically. How does Krishna get all of this? It's quite extensive. It's around 300 verses. And, I mean, heavy on the Sanskrit. And Krishnadas Kaviraj will say, this Ramananda Samvad I'm representing here, it comes from the notes of Srup Damodar. And we're told again, Srup Damodar made more succinct notes, Raghunath Das expanded upon them. And as the divine will would have it, on the banks of Radha Kunda and Giri Govardhan, there's Raghunath Das Goswami, as a result, not even living in a bhajan kutir until Sanatana Goswami arranged it. And then Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is there. And the full wealth of Srup Damodar and Raghunath Das is transferred to Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And that's what we have as the Chaitanya Charitamritam, which Guru Maharaj says is the greatest literature to ever see the light of day in all time, all space, and all creations. And in the last 12 years of his manifest pastimes, remember Mahaprabhu, 48 years total, first 24 years is Navadvip, up to sannyas, take sannyas at 24, 6 years traveling, but using Puri as a base, last 18 years really exclusively there, and in Puri, and the last 12 years in the Gangbir, behind closed doors, with two persons, Ramananda Roy and Srup Damodar, plunging the depths of Radha Bhav. Jadi Gorna Hoita Tabiki Hoita Kemonidaritam Dehe Radhar Mahima Prema Rasasima Jagata Janata Ke. It's interesting that Nityananda told Raghunath Das, when now after the Chiradoi festival, he's got the mercy of Nityananda, right? Nitai Koruna Habi Braje Radha Krishna Pavi. Then Nityananda says with of course, the utmost certainty, because he's in charge of things. Now you'll be allowed to enter into, you'll be Antaranga Seva of Mahaprabhu, the confidential service, and you'll be under the care of Srupa Damodar. Nityananda already knows all these things. Saying, now you're qualified. And how is he qualified? He got the blessings of Nityananda Prabhu. And by doing what? Serving him and his associate servitors. So, that's Rupa Damodar. Lalita Sakhi, Srimati Radharani's right-hand personal attendant, servitor. Oh, and I was going to say this, that before anything can come to the ear of Mahaprabhu, it has to be approved by Srupa Damodar. Because as we can imagine, in those times, there are Sanskritians, some are capable of composition, people are writing different things, slokas, prayers, songs, whatever it might be. But we're told it has to first pass the Srupa Damodar test. Why? And this is noteworthy as well. We say, Rupa Goswami says about Mahaprabhu, Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaur Tishaya Nama. The Mahavadanaya avatar, the most magnanimous, generous avatar ever. Right? And we see in relation to Nityananda Prabhu, the Kripa avatar, how they're ignoring relative qualifications or disqualifications and the dispensation of this mercy. But, and how tolerant they are, and how generous in overlooking the faults, conditioned souls. But we're told, if Rasabhas comes to the ear of Mahaprabhu, it makes him angry. Right? Who's so generous, so kind, so merciful, etc. This he can't tolerate. He can tolerate it. Many other things, not Vaishnava Aparad, not Rasabhas, that's not tolerable. So, anything that someone might think, as devotees do, something, oh, I wrote something, I want to express something. And yeah. Srupa Damodar has to look first and see, is this laden with actual spiritual substance, or is it Rasabhas, Upasiddhanta, and will cause a disturbance to Mahaprabhu. Remember the first verse? The least disturbance will go into that plane. Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, Nahayanya. Similar service here. No disturbance will go into that plane. And we're not talking about external things, but The Guru Maharaj said, Upasiddhanta strikes the spinal cord of the thinking man. And again, when he says this, he doesn't mean intellectuals. He's talking about higher devotees. Rasabhas, Upasiddhanta, it strikes the spinal cord of the thinking man, of a person of substance. So, once someone wrote something, then on a certain level, some devotees are like, oh, that is very nice. You know, they're listening to it. And then they say, but you have to give the Srupa Damodar first. And then Srupa Damodar reads this. And it's a verse comparing Jagannath and Mahaprabhu. And when Srupa Damodar reads this, it's saying he becomes angry, but the qualifying word is prem. It says, like, prema rodha means, like, loving anger. So, and then he's saying, ostensibly, your intention is to glorify Mahaprabhu and Jagannath. And what I see here is the worst type of insult, aparad. And of course, that man is crushed, right? No less than Srup Damodar is now angry with him and saying, what you've written here is aparadic insult to Mahaprabhu and Jagannath. So he's like, ah! He's saying, like, what sort of hell awaits me? Moments before everyone was like happy, and now it's, North Pole, South Pole, it's gone in the other direction, and the worst thing imaginable is now he's insulted Mahaprabhu and Jagannath in the name of offering some glorification. So, but seeing that, and also the goddess Saraswati working in conjunction with the divine will of Krishna and Yoga Maya, so that sometimes people say things that are double entendre, double meaning, maybe unintentionally. So he meant to glorify and unintentionally was insult Srup Damodar, the ever generous, merciful leader of all the devotees, Srup Damodar, being compassionate upon that person. And with his extraordinary, unique gifts, abilities, skills of interpretation, reread those words in another way that could make it into a glorification, thereby saving that person, that soul. But it tells us two things. One is, how fine is Srup Damodar's sense of that plane, that address, that location. And that without the approval of Lalita Sakhi, the approval of Srup Damodar, no one is going to enter that plane or that domain. So, the guru, we're also Swarupanugas. That's mentioned in Charitam. Swarup, like we say, Rupanuga, Swarupanuga as well. And of course, these are very high things, but we're talking about the highest person and the supreme reality. And guru. So, Guru Maharaj, in conclusion, Guru Maharaj, referencing Srila Saraswati Thakur's maxim, motto, Pujala Raga Pat Gaurava Bange, Matala Sarujana Bishayarange. So that higher realm should be kept above as worshipable. And here we shall be ever attentive to the various service opportunities that have been, by the grace of the higher servitors, that hierarchy of servitors has descended in this plane, give our full attention to that. All the while realizing, in the words of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Guru Jana Shire Puna Shobhapai Shataguna. When we look towards Sri Guru, and we see above the head of Sri Guru, Guru Jana Shire, that's what it means, the Guru Jan, the Guru section, Shire, above them, Guru Jana Shire Puna Shobhapai Shataguna. Krishna becomes 100 times, 1,000 times more beautiful. They are not, there is no opacity. The divine agents, and rather they bring us in connection with a more beautiful, 1,000 times more beautiful Krishna. through there, I premanjana, churita bhakti vilochanena santaksadeva hridaya shivalokayanti, yang shyama sundaram achinta guna swarupam govinda mari purusham tamahamajin. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena, with the eyes of devotion. So the eyes of devotion from Radharani to Swarup Damodar. How beautiful is that Krishna? Jai Swarup Damodar, Avirbhava Mahamahotavatiti ki jai, Sri Lalita Saptami ki jai. Hare Krishna.